This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
And we are underway from the fair. Big thanks to Shaletta. Nice chat with her. And we welcome Doug Swinhart for Tech Talk every Saturday at 3, sports schedules permitting. And Doug, always good to visit with you. It is a great day for the fair. Cool, breezy. I think this is ideal.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a good turnout? A lot of people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really busy. I know a lot of the lots on the grounds are full, and I've been sitting on this porch for the better part of 25 years on the weekends, and it is a phenomenal crowd today. It was so hot on Thursday, but the weather has improved, and it really is a great day. And, of course, Saturdays and Sundays are huge here on the grounds. So, yeah, it is a big, big crowd today, Doug.
I had anticipated that would happen. You know, you get good weather on a weekend. Oh, man, people do flock out, don't they? That's good. It's good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to be a part of the show, you can certainly reach us here in the Cities One, the Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The number is simple, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. Doug's joining us. We are at the fair. And let's go to that Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line once again. I use the search function in File Explorer quite a bit. It worked just fine in my old spinner drive computer, but in my new SSD computer, it stops working after about a week of not rebooting. After I reboot, it works again. What's going on there?
This has to do with file indexing, I believe. Either that or your browsers are clogging up with the cookies, and you need to clean those. When you reboot, I'm going to think something's happening when you're rebooting that is releasing. Now, depending on what browser you're using, of course, it sounds like they're using actually Windows Explorer or Internet Explorer, which I wouldn't recommend Internet Explorer, but Windows Explorer will operate like a browser. And that generally is probably not the wisest move to make when you're using search engines. I also would recommend that to try Google. Make sure you download and install the extra extension for DuckDuckGo. And Brave Browser has its own search engine as well. But Google's clearly the leader when you're doing searching. But try different search engines and see if that condition continues. That's kind of a strange anomaly that's going on.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm wondering if it's something, if people are regularly running something like Pervaser, would that help?
Oh, goodness, yes. That probably would take care of it. It'd nip it right in the bud. There's something happening here that's not releasing properly or not clearing properly. And as you know, Pervaser just does a tremendous job of taking care of all that little piddly things that are running in the background that most people never have a chance to get to know, and nor should they have to. Yeah, Pervaser, I just can't say enough good things about that program. It just keeps on going.
Let's get it out of the way. Let's spell it out for people and tell them what it does and how often they should use it.
Sure. It's Privaz, as in zebra, ER.com, Pervaser.com. And it's an open source program, and they do kind of request a donation if you want the professional version, but you're under no obligation as to how much you give them. I think that people should step up and pay a little bit. This thing will clean out your computer and dig into corners of your operating system that have never been touched before. Your cache files, your temp files, your shell bags. And I bet you I say shell bags, and people go, what's that? Even experienced techs sometimes don't know about these things. This is good stuff. And it does it in such a way to where, well, I've never had a problem with it. I've been using it for years now. It's never caused a problem. And it will also clean up your hard drive, even solid-state drives, which, as you know, you don't want to be defragmenting them at all. But this is not a defrag process. This is a tremendous program. I think every Windows user on the planet should have Pervaser. Should come with Windows, actually. I'm that high on that product.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm wondering why, if it is so good, why one of the big players hasn't bought it up and it's being used. I know you've sworn by it for a long, long time, but it just seems to be such a no-brainer if you have a Windows machine to be running that.
I have often asked that same question. I don't have an answer, Steve. Usually you get something this good, and it's just zipped up and gone, and the next thing you know, the price is $400. It surprises me that this hasn't happened. I think it partly has to do with the gentleman that wrote it. I think he's standing firm to his philosophy in open source software. I can't think of any other reason. So people who got, they know, these big businesses know about the quality of this. This is top shelf, top shelf maintenance equipment.
651-461-9226 is our number, 651-461-9226. It is Tech Talk. We're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. We have the brand-new Real Estate Show between 11 and noon. Shalette is on from noon to 3, and then once again we get started with Tech Talk. Doug, another thing I wanted to bring up, we're closing in on back to school, and a lot of new computer equipment floating around out there. And it is one of those, if someone is headed back to college or on their way back to college, you may want to find out before you just go out and buy something. I think kids are pretty good about it, but maybe a parent or a grandparent want to do a good thing, but I would just give a gift card or go shopping with someone. Once again, I think buying any electronic device, particularly for young people, is fraught with peril.
Oh, absolutely. These are very, very personal devices. And it's really important that people who are buying this equipment realize that this is going to be a tool that they're going to use in their daily work. And it really is important that it's right. Doesn't necessarily have to be the most expensive, but the look and the feel of that device has to be compatible with its user. Just has to be. And sometimes those of us who are a little bit older, we like bigger screens and things that are easier to read. And, well, you know, you're going to be carting that around all day. A younger person would rather have something smaller, lighter, easier to handle. And it just makes sense to get them involved, at least on the onset. It would be a wonderful thing. I really like the idea of a shopping with grandma or shopping with a parent and just going out and spending a day or two and doing some shopping and finding the exact item that is necessary. Also, I think it's important to note that for anybody going to college, nearly every college that I'm aware of will also offer IT equipment of some sort. And generally, it's at a discount. They do good work on this at the colleges. This isn't their first day, and they know what they're doing. And most of the senior students are running the IT department, and they're doing a fantastic job. This is a good thing to do is get the school involved. You'll probably save yourself some money and have exactly what you need.
Yeah, take advantage of those education discounts. Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk coming up. By the way, our number on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We will be right back. We look forward to your calls and texts. Once again, Doug is joining us for the entire hour here from the fair, a News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues from the fair. Doug Swinhart joining us, and Doug, not able to make it to the fair. We'll keep our fingers crossed about next week. By the way, our phone number, if you want to reach, call or text, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 is the phone number. Doug, it's really interesting. We've talked about printers in the past and setting up a new printer and issues with printers disconnecting, particularly if you're connecting them through a router. In my experience, and I want to get your thoughts on it, from time to time, you just need to power them down and repower them. I don't know if there's any other way. Kind of gets back to the old saying, if you're having a computer issue or a printer issue, start by rebooting. And with printers, I've found that that's about the best advice I've ever received.
This is actually something that I think is becoming more important that people realize. You just got to restart them. I think, too, that part of this, I don't know for sure, but a theory that I have is as the equipment becomes smaller and lighter and built differently, it has a tendency of picking up static. And that really is about the only thing that will prevent that printer. Now, that plus the fact that in every network, there ends up to be little dirty bits on the inside and outside of each network packet. And as we have more traffic on the internet, we are creating more dirty packets. So you're going to see more of that. When you configure a printer, if you take the time to learn about IP, Internet Protocol subnetting, I highly suggest that you hard code that IP for that printer. You make it static, even though it's an internal Internet Protocol address. It just makes a lot more sense. Even then, you're probably still going to have to restart that printer from time to time. It's just a fact of life, even if you got it set up wireless and nobody ever touches it. I agree. I think that is becoming more and more important that people realize that this isn't just a time waster. It really is effective. A lot of times you can restart the equipment and up it comes. It's that simple.
Doug, antivirus. I have a 2018 MacBook Air, my first ever laptop. I used to use Norton 360 antivirus on it, but discontinued my subscription several years ago. I can't stop the reminders from Norton regarding the software. Moreover, I can't even get out of the reminders. How do I remove Norton completely and effectively from my MacBook?
Oh, that's bad. I really don't like hearing this. I think behavior like this is going to give the entire industry a really bad name. It's operating on a level of malware. Probably the best thing you can do is to locate and download and install Onyx, O-N-Y-X. This is a open source software. Again, if it does the job for you, go ahead and contribute a little bit of money. Keep that project moving forward. Make absolutely certain that you have the exact version of Onyx to go with your version of OS X. I think this will clean it. I can almost guarantee it. There's something running in a service or a daemon, and like Linux machines, they're not always easy to find. But it's definitely there. I just find this kind of behavior on any software or application, I find it nauseating and disgusting, and I feel their pain, trust me. But that's probably your best bet on a Mac.
All right, what about antivirus? I know Norton, McAfee have been around for a long, long time. There are others. What do you recommend? What's the way to go when it comes to antivirus at the moment?
You know, on a Mac or an Apple, yeah, I really think that if you're a good user and you pay attention to emails coming in and you just don't willy-nilly download and install everything that you see on the Apple Store or on the Internet and don't be so quick to open up attachments, make sure that they're safe, I really don't think that there's a need for antivirus or malware on a Mac. Now, that said, if you think that you might have a tendency at doing some of that stuff, it might be worth it to invest it. But if it were me, the only antivirus malware that I would even consider putting on a Mac would be Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S, or Malwarebytes. That's it. Well, of course, ENAT32 does a good job too, but Sophos is the granddaddy. Yeah, for years and years and years, they only sold to businesses and large enterprise. And recently, well, I guess quite a while at this point, they'll sell right directly to homeowners and home users. That is just a fantastic product. Fabulous product indeed. And they're global. They're worldwide. So, yeah, it's S-O-P-H-O-S. But look around. Take your time. I wouldn't encourage it or be in a hurry to do so.
By the way, if you're running a Windows machine, what do you recommend there? It comes up all the time. There's a lot of products out there for Windows machines. We brought up McAfee and Norton a moment ago. What do you recommend at the moment?
Well, you know, I had kind of a bad word a couple weeks ago about Malwarebytes, but they've regained their reputation with me. I had to call them twice last week, and they were just Johnny on the spot getting back to me via email, and they're doing great work. And the second time, they actually suggested that I call a number because they thought it would be quicker to solve via voice. Hats off to Malwarebytes. I complained too early again, Stevie.
Yeah. Well, that is any other recommendations. I know that McAfee and Norton, like I brought it up, they can be very aggressive. Doesn't work well, though. I mean, they've been around a long time. There's a lot of people that continue to use it.
Well, McAfee, as you know, has been purchased by Intel, so that's now an Intel product. I think it takes more resources than what's necessary, and I would prefer to see if people aren't going to rely on Windows Defender, which, if depending upon what they're using their computer for, they may not want. I would still say Malwarebytes or ESET, ENAT32 by ESET. Just perfect products. Just absolutely goof-proof perfect. Now, if they happen to own an HP, by all means, check out Wolf Security. That comes right directly from HP. It's been designed for business owners, but they've been letting people, homeowners, buy it on older equipment as well. I think it's like $30-some a year. That's fantastic because that will keep track of what's going on in your computer down to the bare metal. So that covers your firmware as well. That's huge. It's a very good product. So those three would be my main goals. It'd be Wolf Security would be first, second, Malwarebytes, and then, of course, E.32 by ESET. Excellent software.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. By the way, the Cities 1 Plumbing Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. Bob in White Bear Lake, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello. I have a question for you about compatibility with iPhone 8s and a desktop computer that's not an Apple product. I'm not very computer literate, but I'm thinking that the way to go is to get a Apple computer, and I'm wondering what kind of a nightmare it will be to transfer all the stuff that I have in my desktop, photos, and messages, and everything to this new Apple computer that I'm thinking about getting. Am I getting in over my head?
Oh, I don't think so. This is, you would net the two of them together and keep the old desktop going and just push it right over the internet. You would be better off in the long run, in my opinion, by having coordinated Apple equipment. Now, that said, it's going to be a transition. Also, if you have iTunes installed on your PC, it should operate just fine. The only thing that you're going to have to really watch is your passwords and how it's syncing the data between devices. If you're all Apple, even then, I suggest that before you turn on all of the syncing, that you do it manually for a while so you know what's being updated where. And if you got that kind of data, to move the data from one operating system to another really is not a big issue. The computer that is housing the data, you just take and put in an external hard drive or a flash drive, and then you copy. Don't do a backup, do a copy. And you go put it in sections. Make a folder for your docs. Make a folder for your pictures. And this is a great time to be cleaning your data as well, which a lot of us, me included, we kind of let that go until it's just over, just we're over inundated by what it's going to take. But it's not that big a job. And once you got at it, It would be a great learning experience for you. And if you have trouble with that, give me a call. I'd be more than happy to help you along that route. That'd be just a wonderful thing for you to do. Yeah, give me a call. I'd love to work with you. And thank you so much for the call.
And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program if you want to reach out to him during the week. When we come back, someone's texting in about really long boot-up times in the neighborhood of 3 or 4 minutes, which is just crazy at this point in time. So we'll get into that momentarily as well. And then we'll talk more about Chromebooks and some of the pitfalls of Chromebooks. There's a lot of good. I've got one sitting in front of me here at the fair, but depending on what you spend, there are some things you do sacrifice when you go for a low-end Chromebook. And we'll get into all of that. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us. We are at the fair. I think it couldn't be better at the fair. 72 degrees, some cloud cover. It's breezy. Great day to wander the grounds. Stop by and see us. We're just down the hill from the old mill on Carnes, right across from French Meadow. We got a great view of the giant slide, as always, here at the CCO radio booth. And by the way, thank you to our producer on site, Josh Wheeler, Jonathan Lowe in the studios downtown. We'll have the Twins and Rangers later. The lineup card at 5:30, first pitch at 6:10 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are by one of the large Sweet Martha's kitchens here on the fairgrounds. And I would say the line's 15, 20 deep. It is a bit of a wait. And then, of course, we call the area in front of the CCR radio booth the Sweet Martha's Auxiliary Dining Room. And it is busy. A lot of cookies being consumed. And it is a good day. I can't imagine being by the ovens, for instance, on Thursday. It had to be ridiculously hot in there. But a pleasant day to be baking cookies here at the fair. I had some mini donuts earlier, and they were wonderful. Doug Swinhart joining us. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're on at our brand new time, Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. All right, Doug, let's jump into that long boot time that came up before the break on our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And this sounds really unusual in this day and age. A long, long time ago, it wouldn't be uncommon for a computer to take 2 or 3 minutes to boot up. That is pretty unusual in this day and age. As a matter of fact, my boot time is 2 minutes 27 seconds. I ran Pervasor, which frees up some space, but it's still a very slow startup. What do I do?
My guess would be that there's some type of malware antivirus program that's scanning upon boot, and that will slow everything down. I would ask this person right straight out, are you running Webroot? That seems to be a real issue with Webroot users. You can get rid of that. It doesn't need to be doing a full scan every time you shut your machine down or start it up. It's just way too much. There's some type of suck going on the resources that's just absorbing resources. Best approach is to, if you're in a Windows environment, hit Control-Alt-Delete and open up your Task Manager and take a look at what's absorbing your memory and your processor power. Just start there. Chances are there's something online that's talking and communicating someplace that it shouldn't, and you probably got internet sharing turned on. There's a whole host of things that could create this. But I do think that it should be addressed immediately. And if they've tried Pervasor, and Pervasor only decreased like a minute or so, then they got to go to work and find it. It's something that was happening and will continue to happen way before Pervasor was installed. Generally, Pervasor will fix almost all that, but if it's something that's really devastating and taking control of virtual private network or whatever, but you'll find it. If you have trouble, give me a call. I'd be happy to help you investigate.
Yeah, and Doug, is it one of those where maybe an older computer boot times could be reduced if you switch to a solid-state drive?
Oh, goodness, yes. It wasn't uncommon back when we were, even today, if a computer comes in and it takes 3 to 3.5 minutes to boot everything up because they got everything under the sun running, and the more RAM that you have, the longer your boot time as well. But you put a solid-state drive in there, and you're going to go from that 3 minutes down to less than 30 seconds. It makes that kind of difference.
And is that hard to do? And to follow up on that, I would assume a lot more complicated on a laptop, easier on a desktop. Number one, back up your data. But is it something that, the average Joe, average Jane can do?
I'm thinking that today, absolutely they can do it. Nearly every solid-state drive that's available on the market also will be accompanied by a downloadable version of a mirroring software. So if you got this thing put together, you can do it. Just take your time. Learn about the equipment that you need. You probably need some type of external hard drive case for one of the drives. And you just mirror the software. You put in the new SSD or vice versa. Sometimes I put the SSD drive in first, then run the mirroring software. Just make sure that you have your target drive selected properly and your source drive selected properly. Otherwise, you're going to rewrite all. You're going to write right over the top of your data. But difficulty? No, it really isn't. It's not that tough anymore.
Yeah, and that's why you'd want to get a safe bag before you fool around with that. I mean, that's something that you got to protect and secure your data first. And I would assume when you help people out, that's standard operating procedure.
Oh, yeah. You know, no matter how long I've been at this, the very first thing I do is, one way or another, I protect that data. That's job one. Now, if you're putting in a new solid-state drive and you have to use the old one to mirror it, yes, I will actually copy every document, every piece of music, every picture, image, bookmarks, you name it. I go after it. And usually I don't need to, but it's kind of like insurance. If we jumped out on the road without car insurance, you just know a driver's going to run into the side of your car.
Right.
It's better to do it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
By the way, City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, wide open to you, 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. We have a lot of texts piling up here on the program today. Here's one we've talked about, the number of ways you can actually get Internet access, CenturyLink being one, Xfinity being another, Comcast. There are other providers here in the Twin Cities metro area and beyond. We've talked about T-Mobile or 5G-based cellular home Internet service that's becoming more widely available. Another one is Starlink. Elon Musk is continuing to launch satellites. And this one from the text line, and I looked it up during the break. The text says, how many Starlink satellites are there now, and is it making a difference? Well, I'm not sure because I don't use Starlink, but I know it's available over a wider area. And I haven't talked to anyone that's actually had Starlink installed. But as of the end of July, there are 4,519 of these small satellites in orbit, of which 4,487 are operational. So some break down, they deorbit those, et cetera. They burn up in the atmosphere. Ultimately, they want to grow that network into the tens of thousands, and there are competitors coming online. So I would assume as we move forward, that would become better and better and better. But I know it is available here in the greater Twin Cities area right now.
Exactly. I think, too, that the next big player in that arena will be Amazon. It's almost a given.
Wow.
And I think once Jeff Bezos gets his teeth into this, things are going to grow rapidly. And I look forward to this as well. I think we all need some alternatives, and if they get the pricing structure down on the low-level satellites, it's definitely going to be a viable option. Right now, it's kind of spendy, but at the same time, you are stuck with a low-speed internet, it could be a godsend. And I don't really care how much you spend on the internet. If you use it properly, it's going to save you that amount of money or double every month. It's that simple. But you got to use it properly. Use it. Take advantage of everything that it gives to offer, and you'll be amazed at the amount of money that you save buying better product.
Yeah, and I've looked this up, and we've talked about it on the program before. The thing about Starlink, it is intriguing, but I think this is the drawback that people had with satellite or have always had with satellite television. Okay, it's great, but you got equipment on the roof or in the yard, and right now standard hardware is $599, and standard service is $120 a month. So the $120 a month. But in reality, you got a dish, you got to set it up, even though they claim with an app it's relatively easy to do. But that downstroke is $600 up front is something that's going to scare a lot of people away.
Oh, absolutely. And you can give a 30-day money-back guarantee all day long, but you're still outlaying that dollar figure. And people have come to the conclusion that their internet is really important. And it is. And why take the chance? But I think that it's way overdue that we get this going. I'd like to see some more WiMAX installed, which really we had at one time that was on top of the IDS with WorldCom. Remember them? They were a subsidiary of Enron at one time. That was WiMAX. That was and now that's the big thing in Europe. You know, is WiMAX this, WiMAX that. But we had a satellite dish up on the IDS tower that line of sight 100 miles away, people were getting absolutely breathtaking speeds. And then, of course, Enron went through their little business, and I don't know what happened to the technology. It just kind of faded away.
Yeah, so there are more and more options, but once again, uptime, reliability are huge, and that's where wired providers like CenturyLink or Xfinity or other providers in that space where you've literally got some sort of copper wire coming into your house is still pretty hard to beat. Doug, I want to follow up on something that came up earlier, and it gets to the difference between Internet Explorer and File Explorer on your machine. And what happened is that there was a text that came in earlier, and they were having trouble with their File Explorer not working, that they would ultimately need to reboot to get that to work. And that's just strictly the File Explorer on the machine.
Ah, got it. Okay, there's a program built into Windows. It's a file checker. You want to run that, and it will repair it automatically. And I think it's SFC, but if they give me a call or shoot me an email, I'll give them the command, and they can open up a command prompt and run it, and they'll probably take care of it. That's to have a decent file manager in your system is absolutely crucial. You have to have it. A lot of things are using that file manager process that we never see, but it has to be 100% operational and stable.
Yeah, and if you want to do proper backups, you know, File Explorer and the copy and paste and that functionality certainly needs to work. Quick break. We'll come back. We're doing Tech Talk from the Fair today. Doug Swinhart is joining us. And the number is always on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. There's still time to text. We'll get back to that text line shortly. Once again, a big thanks to Josh Wheeler on site, Jonathan Lowe downtown, here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We are at the fair just down the hill from Ye Olde Mill on Carnes Avenue, and you have no idea what an honor it is to sit where Remy and Weasel sat yesterday when they were broadcasting live on 104.1 Jack FM. Yeah, it was good stuff. Doug Swinhart joining us. Tech Talk here on this Saturday, just a few minutes left in the program. Al Schock from our newsroom is on the grounds today. Doug, let's get to that text line real quick, and let's get into, on a newer machine, is it necessarily at all to run a defrag? I know it was once upon a time imperative on older computers. Do you need to defrag a new machine?
If it has a solid-state drive, the answer would be no. If it's got a spinner, you still got to do it. However, in Windows and Linux and every other operating system I'm aware of, there's a clean function, and that's going to be necessary. And with SSD drives, they do a process called trim, and it just makes everything kind of lay out flat. It's similar to a defrag, but let's not overdo it. Let's keep that SSD drive. We don't want to overwrite any more than we have to. So it's imperative. In fact, defragging a solid-state drive can damage it. It will take a while, but it can and it will eventually damage it. So no defrags if it's a solid-state drive, but make sure you right-click on the drive in, of course, your File Explorer. Slide down, select Properties, then select Tools on the top, and you'll find them. There's two little entries right there, and built into every copy of Windows. Every version, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Doug, if you have a more traditional drive, should it still be done? And is that something that a program like Pervasor would do automatically? Could you set that up and it happens at night when the machine's idle, etc.?
Absolutely. And even on a spinner drive, I wouldn't recommend it too often, maybe once a week or so, but Pervasor will address that in both SSD drives and rotary drives. It's just automatic.
All right, very good. Some other ones from our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line at 461, or I should say 651-461-9226. Chromebooks. Someone went out, bought a Chromebook, not particularly thrilled with the display. I have a relatively cheap HP Chromebook that I've had for years. The display, to be honest, not that great. When it comes to displays, you get what you pay for, right?
Oh, I think that's true with all computer equipment today. If you're looking for something that is like just graphically eye-dazzling, you're going to have to get into some higher resolution, 1024, 1920 by 1080, something of that nature or beyond. You're going to have to step up and buy a little bit more computer for that. No question in my mind about that. You can still get Windows machines that, in my opinion, you'd be much better off to spend a couple hundred dollars more and get a brighter display. You really do. Today, we get what we pay for, and we pay for what we get. And, in fact, the business line in HP and several of the upper echelon lines in Dell and Lenovo, they're taking a little bit of an increase this year. They can only go so far, and pretty soon their reputation's on the line, but they're well worth it. It's worth it to do a little research and to have a good understanding of why you should spend a little bit more money. It's an investment, and I think that it's important to get that thing taken care of right up front. I feel for those people, but they'll always use that Chromebook. Even if they buy another replacement machine, they'll keep the Chromebook and continue to use it.
Yeah, and someone's looking for something with a better display for around $300, and that's really going to be tough because, the monitors, especially if they're going to look at photos or edit photos, etc., you're gonna need to spend more money to get that color right. That's why people who do professional photography are using MacBook Pros or very high end Windows machine with top of the line monitors, you know, to get that color right. And color rendering, you know, is a big challenge. It's just, you know, on a low end machine, you're going to have a hard time finding something any good.
Absolutely, and it isn't just resolution either. I'm looking to update one of my monitors, and yes, I could buy one for $119. That's 1920 by 1080, and I've been around. It's not my first day. I want a matte screen. I don't want a high gloss screen. I want a faster refresh rate, and I'm going to end up spending nearly double that amount. So this is one area you don't want to go out seeking the cheapest, because you'll find it, but it won't make you a happy camper.
All right, Tug, we've got to run. We're out of time. A big thanks to you for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4 with Tech Talk. You can find the podcast wherever you like podcasts, WCCO Tech Talk. Doug, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, ADMIN, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. See you, Steve.
All right, Doug, have a great week. We'll do it again 1 week from today from the fair. We've got the news. We've got the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. And then the DNR will join us at about 4:15 today here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.